Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
47-1585-877-247-1.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head,
welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Joel Barker, one of the great futurists of our time, especially in my brain trust. And he has been hanging out with us now for a long time. He is the author of Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. That's one of his many books. His films are at starthrower.com. You can find him, his website, where you can find his writings at joelbarker.com. Joel, thanks again for being so steadfast and supportive of all the things
that we do. You're welcome. And I'd say one more thing about my website. If they want to hear more than just the things we talk about on our monthly, all they have to do is go to my website and click on a short look at the long view.
And the links are there. And exactly. Yep. We put them up as well. So check those out, folks. It's fascinating reading. Joel, let's shift over and talk about computing.
Yep.
So all these years – well, let me back up a minute. 50 or so years ago, a little over 50 years ago, Mr. Moore, the founder of Intel, made this statement, or this prediction, this prophecy. He said basically he expected to be able to the number of transistors on a computer chip would double every 18 months.
Yes.
And I'm paraphrasing. That's not exactly how he said it, but my technical terms may not be exactly right. But basically, the capability of computers would double every 18 months.
Yep.
And the truth is, I don't think he had any way of knowing how unbelievably accurate that has been. But folks, all that was digital, right? Right, Joel?
That's right.
That was digital. That was ones and zeros.
Binary.
Now we have quantum computers. Tell them what that means. Yep.
I wish I could say something intelligent in 60 seconds about quantum computing. What it means, I'll give you the result. What it means is that by working with the smallest bits of matter, we can compute and solve problems that would take years for a digital binary computer to solve.
Right.
The quantum computer will solve it in seconds.
Right.
And so it's a new kind of calculation that allows, and like I say, it's not explainable in 60 seconds or 90 seconds, but quantum bits, qubits is what they're calling them, are able to calculate multiple pathways to a solution simultaneously.
That's pretty darn good explanation there, Joel. And folks, one way to think about it is, you know, that if California has a 6.0 earthquake and follows up with that, with a 6.1 earthquake, the difference in those two earthquakes is not just a level of an order of one, a 0.1. It's like an order of 100, right? I mean,
I think it's one magnitude, so I think it's 10 times, but it's still
okay.
It's a gigantic.
But still, it's a big. It's not just one. The next level up. It's a quantum. Oh. It's a quantum leap up.
Yeah, 10 times. Yep.
Yeah.
And so with these computers, and here's what's neat about it, by the way. It's an Australian invention. Who would have guessed? University of New South Wales. This is the second quantum paradigm shift that they have caused. And what it allows people to do, this is the claim now, and they said this is theory, but they have already done some testing that says, hey, it's working, that they will be able to produce a quantum computer easily in the next 5 years that will match what they've been talking about, that someday down the line we'll have. That we could very well have it in half a decade.
Wow.
So and their process, by the way, makes it much simpler to build a quantum computer. Now, think about that. Not only is it more effective, but it's simpler to build so that you don't have to be super accurate in terms of your placement of individual atoms.
Hmm.
I mean, that's what we're talking about, placement of individual atoms to make them part of the calculation.
I mean, this is almost, you could almost say this is tantamount to replacing a horse with a internal combustion engine.
Yeah, no, you could.
In terms of what you call a paradigm shift.
Yep, and in terms of function. Remember, a new paradigm allows you to solve problems that were impossible to solve with the old
right.
problem. I can't think of a clearer result statement for quantum computing than that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I say congratulations, Australia. And Australia, especially New South Wales, is you see them show up more and more these days. They are a hotbed of innovation.
And I'm going to throw one other thing in there real quick, and we can talk about this later sometime if you want to, and that is blockchains over distributed ledgers on quantum computers.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel, how the world will change when we do that. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Joel joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.